This is the BBC.
I do not wish to know that. Kindly leave the company. Chief Wizard Coward.
Listen, how dare you interrupt me while I'm conveying vital information to the ignorant masses.
What?
And talking of ignorant masses, how are you, Seagull? Or, in plain English, the all-leather goon show. We present, based on an original wallpaper by J. Philpot Brim, and adapted for washing machine by Sir Pules Bladdock, the story of...
The Thing on the Mountain. Oh,
our story opens at the bottom of the great Mount Snowdon in the little village of Clanderhoy. Here, one bitter winter night in the village hall, the Choral Society are engaged in that most famous of Welsh pastimes.
Mr. Rush at the Mayor, permission to speak.
Yes?
Twist! Oh, bust boy. Oh, by the great Clendenham of Colin Bay, that threepence has lost, boy. Oh, dear.
Cheer up, die the bread. Have another glass of leek tea.
Oh, no more for me, boy. It keeps me awake all the night, you know.
All of a sudden, running down the mountain, came a wild-eyed, terror-stricken madman. He said. I recognized the boy. It was me.
Oh, listen, Jim. Listen, Jim. What was that, Jim?
Oh, boy. Boy. I'm sorry. It was terrible. Oh, it was a terrible thing, look you. Oh!
Why, it's Di the Hare. Quick, force this ice tempered between his teeth. What's happened, Di Bach?
Oh, Bach. I was up on the mountain doing a bit of carting, you see.
Carting on a mountain? That's no place to take a girl, man.
Oh, I haven't got a girl.
Then why did you go up by yourself then?
Well, I didn't want to be up there alone, you see.
Oh, he's got a head on his shoulders, you know.
Aye, pity his face in the wrong way, isn't it?
And suddenly, through the mist and the snow, I saw this terrible thing walking towards me.
Go on, Bach.
Then it gave a terrible cry.
Did it, Bach?
No, it didn't, Bach. It thought about. It went...
Boys, as Mayor of Londoy and President of the Singing and Burial Club, I say we must capture this monster.
Right, die the short hand. Take down this poster.
Right.
Put up another one saying £5 reward for the capture of the Snowdon monster.
Good evening. I've called upon your poster.
How did you know about it?
I was listening to the program.
Well, this program's a recording.
That's right. I was listening to it on my gramophone.
What are your qualifications for climbing the dangerous mountain, Jim? What are your qualifications? Oh, that hurts, Jim.
Gentlemen, I hold the gold medal for fish scaling. I was the first man to skate across the Albert Memorial. I wear size 90 boots, and my grandmother keeps a duck farm in Kent.
Oh, the funny man.
Meanwhile, not far away, in a small Welsh pigsty, it is feeding time.
Moriarty, manners, manners.
Ah, but the food gets by.
and the food for the...
Dear Moriarty, don't you know when eating pig swill out of a trough, always take your hat off? Don't point your owl at me, you fool. It may be loaded.
But bit by bit, all these little pigs, they keep biting me. I don't look like a pig. I don't sound like a pig.
There are other means of identifying a pig, you know. Now pass the finger bowl, would you? You greedy swine, you've eaten the last finger.
I didn't know you were having dinner.
Well, that's quite all right, my dear sir. You care to join us? Pull up a pig.
Thank you. My host was impeccably turned out in a stovepipe hat and a dark grey stole.
Yes, that's where I keep my dinner. And this bucket of pig swill contains the head of none other than Count Jim Steam. Moriarty. Inventor of the brown boot and first man to go 3 weeks without stopping.
Oh, je suis très charming, pisto.
Tell me, little round sir, what are you doing here?
Nothing.
Good, good. It's not our style.
Well, actually, I'm going to climb Snowdon to capture the monster for the reward.
Reward?
Quiet, you rotting heap. I'll do the talking.
And I'll do the steaming. I'm doing the sock. Pistol.
Now, what you'll need, Neddy, is our Snowmaster complete mountaineering kit. Only 50 shillings, marked down to £3.
I'll take it.
I thank you.
I thank you. Now, Neddy, all you need to climb Snowdon is a long ladder.
Of course. Where is it?
On the fire engine.
How do I get the fire engine?
You start a fire. Here, then, is the Snowmaster mountaineering kit. One box of matches. Right, Moriarty, shall we go?
Why has he run away?
Because, lad, here comes Max Barefoot Geldray to play his hot underwear.
If any listener would care to tie a vintage haddock to the third finger of his left hand and swing it round his head, he'll be able to hear The Thing on the Mountain, Part 2.
Equipped with his mountaineering kit of one box of matches, Sigurd began to search the lower slopes of Snowdon.
Here, folks, here, folks. I was looking for a place to set fire to. Suddenly, I saw before me a small ragged tent made from sacking. Inside was a heap of rags and old clothes. Oh, folks, the very thing. Pardon me. Ah, ha, ha. What a lovely blaze.
What are we cursing?
Oh, folks, a smoking figure rushed past me and hurriedly sat down in the bucket of water.
That's better.
I didn't realize these old clothes were alive.
What? So you set fire to my trousers? You dangerous military clown, you. You might have ruined my chances of winning the All-England leg final.
But wait! You're Major Brudlock. You remember me?
Do I?
Of course. I'm the man who set fire to your trousers.
Yes. I knew we'd met before. I'd come to Snowdon for the skiing, you know.
You mean skiing?
Yes, that as well.
Who's this?
It's all right, he comes here every day for a swim.
But there's no water here.
Well, that's okay, I can't swim. I never had a chance to learn.
Why not?
Well, there's no water here. You can't swim without water, my man. Who is this idiot?
You.
Oh.
Thank you, Honorable.
I'm the man who's going to climb Snowdon and capture the monster.
What?
What?
Then you're talking to the right man.
Who?
Me.
Who?
Haven't you seen my nameplate? I'll show you.
So saying, he bent down. The brass plate on the seat of his hat read, Major Brudnock, mountaineering expert. And to prove it, here is the brass plate reading it.
Major Brudnock, mountaineering expert. And I should like to point out that the part of the brass nameplate was played by...
Shut up!
For the small fee of every penny you possess, I can get you to the top of Snowdon in 2 seconds with my giant spawn catapult.
Don't!
I thank you. This way.
He led me to where 50 pairs of braces were tied together between 2 trees.
Right, Eccles, help me pull these braces back. Are you right, Neddy? Neddy, lean back. Now, Eccles, let go.
Now, where's my speaking trumpet?
North Country. Mountain? This is the top of Blackpool Tower.
Duchess, foiled by double-strength paces.
Can I see your ticket?
I haven't got one.
You can't come up Blackpool Tower without a ticket.
Hey, where can I buy one?
At the bottom.
I'll go down and get one.
You can't go down without a ticket.
What am I supposed to do, jump off?
You can't jump off without a ticket.
Four hooks. Hat to the top of Blackpool Tower. Without a ticket. The voice came from a rope ladder suspended from a horse's airplane above me.
Aboard, Neddy.
With light heart and heavy trousers, Seagoon climbed aboard, and soon the mighty Zeppelin was speeding towards the Welsh coast.
I thank you. Any more fares? Go on, love a duck, mate, poor blimey. All fares, mate.
Top of Snowdon, please.
Are you under 14?
Yes, I'm 30 stone 8.
Ninepence, please.
Ninepence?
I haven't got any money.
No money, Neddy. Then you're in the wrong compartment. Don't paying passengers through their door.
Right.
They're falling in the water.
Thank you, little Jim. Now get back in the barrel and make room for Ray Bones Ellington and his Melody Minstrel.
Long black nylons, long black nylons, fighting here and flowing curls. That's the way that I discovered some were boys and some were girls. In the village, I remember when we kids were in our teens. Everybody looked alike there in the boots and tight blue jeans. Till the salesman from the city came around there once or twice. And he changed our little village with his fancy merchandise. Long black nylons, long black nylons, 5 inches and flowing curls. That's the way that I discovered some were boys and some were girls. Just imagine when I found out Freckle Joe was Susie Brown, and the guy I used to fight with was the cutest gal in town. Some look better in a sweater, some look best in tailor clothes, but they all look ring-a-dinger in those long black nylon hose. In those nylons, long black nylons, how they cut those dungarees. Never knew the girls had ankles and those dreamy dimpled knees. It was Dowsville in our village till things took a different shape. Now the cats all call it Wigsville since those nylons called us eight. Some were boys and some were girls.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so the snow and the blizzards on Snowdon grew worse. And every night the terror-stricken villagers padlocked their wives as they heard the distant cry of the thing on the mountain.
Oh, folks, how can I reach the summit of the dreaded Snowdon and capture the 5-pound monster?
Mr. Seagoon.
How can I possibly climb this impregnable mass of rock and snow?
Oh, Mr. Seagoon, why don't you go by train?
Train?
Yes, there's a mountain railway that runs up Snowdon.
What? But how do I get back?
It also runs down again.
Dad! Save my steam!
So, and Neddy the Seagoon fed to the little railway station at the foot of Honorable Snowdon of the mountain. Oh, boy.
What are you wanting, Bark? Look, you mate.
Third return to the top of Snowdon.
Right-o, Bark, mate.
What time's the next train?
3:15 April.
What? There's only 1 January.
Oh, we can't run trains up in January, mate. There's blizzards and 9 feet of snow up there. You'll have to wait till April.
And so Seagun waited till April when there were blizzards and 11 feet of snow.
The train now standing on the platform is for the top of Snowdon, calling at a quarter of the way up, halfway up, and three quarters of the way up.
Hooray! My train at last!
Money, now, sir. Have you got the bomb?
Yes, the bomb. Yes.
Then slip it into the tender with the curl.
Oh.
Go, let go!
And so, as the train chugs slowly up the side of the mountain, we find in the engine the driver and fireman hard at work.
Oh, this is living.
Do you know something, Market Man? I have always wanted to be an engine driver.
Oh, oh. And I always wanted to be the village idiot.
Then we both succeeded.
I'm not the village idiot.
No?
No, but when he retires, my name's top of the list.
Yeah.
Oh, this is living. Oh, I love it.
Here, we're stopping. You stupid knit, my good man Echo. The fire's going out.
Oh, I'll put some more coal on. Oh, dear. This is a funny looking piece of coal. It says B-O-M-B.
B-A-N-A. That stands for Best Ordinary Mixed Black. It's special strong coal.
Oh, good. I'll throw it on the fire. You were right. That coal was strong. Oh, yeah. All change.
What? You're all ready? Ah, folks, now to capture the... Wait. What's that?
At the top of the mountain, half buried in the snow, with a wooden shack labeled Tees. Hot meals all day.
Or something bitten from the battle. A nutty black nail and stocking.
Madam Min. It's the elephant's feeding time. Go out the window and call them in.
Hey, Daddy, where's my bugle?
It's in the bed.
Oh, yes, I'll go and call the elephant in.
Now we should be getting some more customers soon. I'd better lay the table now. Let's see. Herbal salt, dandelion pepper. Indian brandy. And a pot vinegar.
Good evening.
Here's the menu.
Hey, let me see now. Elephant eggs. I think I'll have some elephant eggs.
Elephant eggs are off, sir. They've gone off.
Oh. What about some fish, too?
They're not laying, you know.
Elephants not laying?
No, they've not laid since we bought them, you know.
Oh, very well, I'll have...
Talking about the monster. Well,
Frost and the media, you know. Oh. Come on inside, all of you.
Here,
I'm
the
come on, thank you, Henry. Get the dreaded pong thing. Come on, you nutty elephant. Come on. Come on. Come on. Roger.
Please. Curtis. Oh. I was too late.
Gable, don't tread on the elephant.
Elephants? See the chickens.
No wonder they wouldn't lay. Get them. Well, did you catch the modern monster?
No, it was modern gone. But I found some huge footprints and I followed them back here.
What? Oh,
oh,
some fish chewing at once. The monster is hiding. The monster is hiding somewhere in this building.
Then we must search for it.
Nothing here.
Nothing here.
Nothing here.
Not under there?
Thank heaven for that. Nothing here.
Nothing here.
Under there? Nothing here.
Is the Snowden monster. Personally, I think it's all in the mind, you know. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Sinkham, and Spike Milligan, with the Railington Quartet, Max Delbury, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Scott. Script by Larry Stevens and Horace Wiltshire, announcer Wallace Gieslade, the program produced by Tom Runnell.